KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. South Korean officials beginning the process at the scene of the Jeju air crash at Mon International Airport today in South Korea. It killed at least 176 people on the 737-800 passenger jet. Skidded off the runway before slamming into a wall and bursting into flames. Early indications of a landing gear failure. ABC News contributor John Nance.
I don't know why it's there, and I don't know where it is in regard to the center line of the runway. You don't want anything in the way of the aircraft as you're coming down a runway.
Azerbaijan's president claiming Russia accidentally shut down the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week, killing 38. He criticized Moscow for delaying answers, demanded apologies, punishment for those responsible, and compensation. Russia has denied responsibility. Severe storms hammering the southeast, bringing tornadoes, damaging winds, and power outages. At least two people died. Thousands remain without electricity across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. This is ABC News. Severe storms and tornadoes sweeping through parts of the deep south. At least two people died and six people hurt. Roughly 50 twisters reported over the last 3 days. ABC's Morgan Norwood is in Brandon, Mississippi with more.
One of 10 reported twisters in Texas hitting Porter, where Jeremy Rosales says he scrambled to get his family and dogs into the bathroom inside his mobile home as the twister tore through.
I looked out the window and there was a tornado outside the window. So it was pretty much like almost instantaneous. Lights went out.
And in this North Houston neighborhood, the cleanup begins.
Now the sun is shining like nothing ever happened. The damage is done.
NBA star Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks, the latest pro athlete to be a victim of a home burglary. It happened Friday night. While nobody was home, he filed a police report claiming $30,000 worth of jewelry was stolen. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog, then mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. Our winds will be light. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Some patchy fog reforming. Lows in the middle 20s. Sunshine returning Monday with highs in the upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, what does former FBI and CIA Director William Webster have to say about Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard? Also, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, on the rise of homelessness and political exhaustion. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's, you know? Like, I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that, okay? And that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you, all right? So, real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So, if you have any last-minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey, and go see some drones, Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And yeah, before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm got you?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. And it was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew. I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a peon, like running back. If you do college.
If you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard job.
But, so I was, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw her on TV, just like I was looking up, because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors' televisions like all next to you once the show starts, so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right. PTND,
post-traumatic news disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other, and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And so by the time we went on a first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to get married now. So
yeah. So I think we might have like,
What's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay, am I wrong?
Whatever she doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think our first kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So, I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could I'm going to explain this to people and they're going to be okay with this. Okay. Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. That we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary, and I
in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch.
Downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted
what it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
Okay, then
we had a date like a few days later. Or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date. And I bought a shirt for it. I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, my son. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place?
If it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even. I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida because I hope to God that person didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about it in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So yep. I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So okay, I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay, this changes things now. This changes things. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord. Oh,
that's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep, you're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces, urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah. There was a problem with the toilet due to, quote, prior incidents. So,
it wasn't me. it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm going to say Florida again. I'm just going to say Florida again.
Yep. Your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah. That's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. This could, and the picture, I wish I could show you. I mean, actually the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too, but a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. He confronted the driver about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play Big Buck Hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair?
Yeah.
It's a recliner?
No, a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of. Yeah, recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well, there's
I make your bed?
Three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex? You got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although
those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Did I show you guys that picture?
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you might want to wash them sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
well, frankly? Ball them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, ah, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early. Very early in the morning.
The normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking
happy.
Sheets.
I think sheets I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before you do not touch those. What? Not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh yeah. But like,
so I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed.
But
I'm so bad at it. Heidi gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do
beds.
This. Let's
We've
do
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always root for... We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know. And
yeah.
They're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground.
Oh,
some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like,
too.
I hope you're okay. Because there's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So, yeah, I mean, that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing.
So
it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turn their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think.
I'm
like, okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago like broke his forearm and like, ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down, and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
going quick
like that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah.
Retirement kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened before. A baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like, actual skin? My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. South Korean officials beginning the process at the scene of the Jeju air crash at Mon International Airport today in South Korea. It killed at least 176 people on the 737-800 passenger jet. Skidded off the runway before slamming into a wall and bursting into flames. Early indications of a landing gear failure. ABC News contributor John Nance.
I don't know why it's there, and I don't know where it is in regard to the center line of the runway. You don't want anything in the way of the aircraft as you're coming down a runway.
Azerbaijan's president claiming Russia accidentally shot down the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week, killing 38. He criticized Moscow for delaying answers, demanded apologies, punishment for those responsible, and compensation. Russia has denied responsibility. Severe storms hammering the southeast, bringing tornadoes, damaging winds, and power outages. At least two people died. Thousands remain without electricity across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers skate to victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Ferris State in a shutout, 8-0 last night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum. Three Badgers players, Quinn Finley, Ryland Mosley, and Kyle Kekkonen, each scored a pair of goals. Wisconsin advances to the final tonight against UConn. NBA. The Bucks lose in Chicago to the Bulls, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back with 29 points and 12 assists, but it wasn't enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo missing his fourth straight game. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It felt like we were playing with fool's gold the entire night. I thought defensively we had no presence. You know, think about it. I think they were shooting 58% at halftime. We were shooting 44% and it was a two-point game. So you felt like either we're going to start really defending and then our offense will go up, or we're not and it's going to be a tight game, and that's what it was.
NFL, the Packers against the Vikings in Minnesota. A recap coming up after the game tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog, then mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. Our winds will be light. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Some patchy fog reforming. Lows in the middle 20s. Sunshine returning Monday with highs in the upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened before. A baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like, actual you signed skin? My baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like, very young. Very.
Oh,
like,
really? Yeah. Very just young. Came out, kind of.
Huh? Yeah. I was like, ah.
Wow.
So I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right. And right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around. Just right on the back.
Right on the back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah. Back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Cause there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then so back of the shirt, signature's you know. Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. Like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of, I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice, but
have you signed a man boob?
I feel like most things. Yeah. I've had someone get it, like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh, wow.
All kinds of things, which, you know, cool. You know?
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And, I've signed a prosthetic leg. Couple of them, actually.
I think I've done that, too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? Now you said it. Now people.
You yanked it, but we got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching, because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it, though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, it's like you haven't really thrown off. People don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it, they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope, you know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound. And then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it, is honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay. Yeah. So in terms of embarrassment, though, like
that's
rank
not bad
it.
At all.
Okay.
That's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great. But if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah.
But you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch, you know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher.
Here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps.
I'm not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile
but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you married?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and she's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile here. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary,
just listen to
be
Charlie.
Honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So what questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to
know. I know this. Yeah. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit more. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary loves animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say raggedy. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
3.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
God,
yes.
What kind?
No, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Oh, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No, this is...
Oh, is this East State?
No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign. Turn left on East State.
All right.
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know? Oh, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Mary, don't. Do not distract the driver.
Fellas,
do you want him to quit? Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying, you came into the living room and you looked down at him, and all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There wasn't no.
There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live. And I lost. I took an hour. Rufus took 5 hours. And that damn dog's still alive.
All right, well, we got pulled over, folks.
What the hell? You weren't speeding, were you?
No.
Maybe he knows Charlie. Oh.
It's her fault.
You say you didn't expire registration on the vehicle.
I knew it. What? You got an expired registration. Who didn't do it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's expired as of last year.
At what? License plate?
Yep.
I guess the new sticker fell off.
Gotcha. You trying to bribe me here? What's going on with the money?
You got money out?
No, but
that
I...
That was for Culver's, allegedly.
Yeah, this is for...
No, we won't be able
Grandma,
to
stop
it.
Trying to bribe them.
No, but I did put
the sticker
on.
That works in Wapan. It doesn't work in Portage.
No, you have a 23 sticker on. It's not 24 one.
I put the new sticker on, but... It must have fell off or something.
Well, even when you run the plate, it still comes back to spine.
23?
Yep.
Oh,
did she ever pay for the...
I must not have even...
It won't tell us that. It just says if it's expired.
Did you want to take her in?
Take her in.
So I know. I got nice pink ones here.
All pink tops.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You no longer won $30 in this car.
So why did
put
you
it in my brassiere.
Policeman money?
Yeah.
I had it out for the ice cream.
Oh.
Here. I wasn't giving him money. That's the $30 you handed me, Mary.
This is only 20.
There's Charlie. A 30 and a 10. A 20 and a 10.
Unfold it, Mary.
I did.
Mary, there's a 10 right there, Mary.
Well, keep it for the ice cream.
No, I think...
We might not be getting ice cream.
I don't give a rip. We're having ice cream.
Ice cream's only for good boys and girls that pay for their registration.
Honest to God, I don't believe this. And I don't pay attention to it, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, it was one of them things that...
When was it due? 23.
June.
Yeah, 5th, but what month?
June 5th of 23. Yeah, so it's about a year.
Oh, here.
Here we
Here's
go.
Here's the insurance.
We got that. That's actually
up to
date. Give that back to you. Okay. Is Cecilia? Is your address still up to date and everything on the DOT?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I've only been here 60 years.
Fair enough. I don't have a printer in my car. I got an old car. Unfortunately, I gotta send you a ticket in the mail, okay?
Okay.
If you wish to fight it, it'll be in the top left of it, okay?
Oh, we're fighting.
If I get it when I get back and I get that thing, and how much is the ticket?
I think it's like $98.
Oh, that's...
She just lost that at the casino, so I don't...
But then I gotta go back and win it all.
You gotta turn around, guys.
No, I'll get it from Charlie.
Alright, that's how it's gonna go.
Questions for me at all.
No, we're all good.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Take her easy, guys. Enjoy Culver's.
Hey. I still would like to see you use those pink cups.
Good morning. Jeez. That's sexual harassment of an officer. All right. Sorry. We're going to go before we get more.
The fuzz wore off on it. Take her easy, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for the big ticket.
Nothing like
$100.
Mary.
Now we lost more money.
You know,
yeah, Mary.
I wanted them to take her away.
Mary, I think you should pay it because you won.
I think you should pay it too, Mary.
I'll end up paying it regardless.
Well, here I didn't think we had a podcast, and now Mary tries to sexually harass an officer, tries to bribe him with sex.
Oh, here's Connor's.
Big one now.
Grandma tries to bribe him with money.
I didn't know. I wasn't doing that. I had it in my hand from when you handed it to me.
Oh, so now someone's not buckled, you know?
I'm not.
At least the insurance is up to date.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to Culver's.
Well, that's
That's a big old wet blanket, big $98 wet blanket.
This is gonna be an expensive.
What's that?
What can I make fresh for you today?
Oh, make fresh. Nice. We're looking for some ice cream. What do you guys want?
Ice cream cone. I want an ice cream cone.
Could I get one ice cream cone?
No,
more than
that. Two.
Of what flavors? We got vanilla and chocolate in the same cone.
Twist.
And then a mint cookie.
I'll have the twist.
She'll have the twist.
And can I get a sugar cone?
We have a cake cone and waffle cone.
Yeah, the waffle cone.
The waffle cone, gotcha.
Twist and a waffle cone.
All the same.
Two of them.
Make it easy.
So two twists and a waffle cone.
What's a twist?
Mary?
It's vanilla and chocolate mixed.
Well, I'll have the twist.
So three twists in a waffle cone. Do you guys have the walleye, right? No, you don't.
We do not have walleye.
Okay. And then could I do a chocolate malt or a shake? Chocolate shake? Here, that's for the ticket.
Charlie, just take
it. Oh, Charlie, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't.
Oh.
So give that back. I will pay for
the
ticket.
Shut up, Mary.
No, he's paying for the... He wants to pay for the ticket. Let him.
Yeah, see? Oh, that's how you handle that, Mary. Hello.
Charlie?
Yeah?
All right. That's going to be $17.89.
There you go.
How'd she know your name was it?
Do we have a seniors in the car?
Yeah. Do we get a discount for them or no?
Charlie included.
All right.
Three of them.
We just.
I wish I could, but I can only do it once.
Oh, only one. We just got a ticket from the local expired license. Do you guys have an expired tags discount?
No.
All right. That's all right.
But the senior discount helps.
That's good. That's
it. Custer should make you guys feel better after getting it.
Yeah, that's true.
Charlie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you sure you want to pay for that ticket?
Yeah.
Chocolate shake?
Thank you.
You should be bringing the cones out.
All right.
You want some napkins?
You guys want napkins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll need napkins. Thank you very much. There you go. There's the napkins. All right. Oh, here we go. Thanks. Yes, yep. Okay. There's one. Thank you. There you go, Lois. Did you want dinner from me? You want a burger here, Lois?
No.
I can order one right now. Okay, thank you.
Do you need any napkins?
We got napkins. Thank you so much.
Can I have some more napkins?
Oh,
napkins?
Boy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
He doesn't have one. Lois,
I appreciate it.
Mary?
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Mary,
thank you.
There you go. All right, well, what lessons did we learn here, guys? Don't speed. I wasn't speeding, Lois.
No, but the lesson we learned is to make sure that your license plate is up to date.
Don't blame your grandma for being pulled over.
Do you remember when grandma said that it was up to date and he was like, actually, I ran the place. The sticker did not fall off. It wasn't a defective stick on the sticker. I got pulled over for having expired plates also this year, and I had a gun in the car.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And the police officer took my picture, and he let me off with nothing.
You're kidding.
Not even a warning.
Why didn't this guy take your picture?
Because you told him to put the pink cuffs on, you pervert.
No. I told him to put the pink cuffs on, too. I told him to take you away, and he said, I do have pink handcuffs.
He does have pink handcuffs. Mm-hmm.
And then you asked him to use the handcuffs before he left. Remember that?
On Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Not on himself.
I can rewind the tape, Mary.
Did we tape that?
It was all on tape.
Oh, good.
That's taped.
Mm-hmm. $100.
Well, I'll tell you this much, that I will now be aware every year whether or not I get that in the mail.
Culver's is good.
We'll take my car next time.
Yeah, somebody better offer to take the car. That's me.
It's quite the Baron's move, though.
So, Charlie, you got picked up, too?
Yeah, I got pulled over.
Did you tell him your thing fell off too?
I said, oh, it's not? I played dumb. I really didn't know. I don't pay attention to that, you know?
Nor do I.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well...
Charlie. Oh, I feel bad.
For what?
Because I spoiled the day by not having my car up to par.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, nobody cares. Victimless crime.
I'm so glad you weren't speeding.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that would have been. Double the fun right there. Well, Portage's finest. Can't let sneak anything past that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not going to Portage ever again.
We put that guy through the ringer. We tried to bribe him. Mary tried to handcuff him to her bed. That fella wasn't gonna budge.
I wasn't talking. Charlie, I asked if he could.
Yeah, it's all on tape, Mary. It's on this tape. And it's on his body cam.
He doesn't have a body cam.
He did. I was looking at it. Beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
It is.
It only cost Charlie $1,000 today.
You have an expensive grandma, Charlie.
Now we go to Los Angeles, where I was shooting a Target commercial with my buddy Miles Montplaisir, Penholderness, and Taylor Kalmus, the husbands of Target. And we did a little podcast in my hotel room. Here is episode 211.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each,
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think.
I think I can be right.
The questions
saying.
Asked, like what each person said.
That's okay,
yeah, that's a good question. I think you said it would. You're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also gonna do a music video.
Yeah,
which got like 12.
So,
years.
So like, if I go back, I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them. Months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. He's like, oh, what about
there? Yep, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab. You guys were each other's first?
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first
No.
He's been around the block.
Yeah, I was a collab virgin.
Just say
really?
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Why collab with my wife? Like, that's like the way our channel works is...
Yeah, well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well, Taylor,
that's true.
Yeah,
it worked out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo and my wife is from Fargo, so I was up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral, and then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that
clout.
In my
defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, yeah. I'm really bad at that portion of
it's
this
a new,
business. As also is like, and, yeah,
so what was your response, Charlie?
My response? Well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What? You were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. Mm-hmm. And we were talking.
I was facing south.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
weeknights from 6 till 8.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A passenger plane crashing in South Korea, killing 179 people, just two survivors. The Jeju Air Boeing 737 exploding into flames when it skidded off the runway, hit a concrete wall while landing this morning. ABC News aviation contributor John Nats.
And if you're landing gear up, there's no training for us as pilots in terms of how long it's going to take, how much extra time if you're skidding. Now, of course, you also don't have any directional control at that point after you've dropped the speed maybe under 100 knots. So a lot of questions here.
Three dozen reported twisters tearing through at least five southern states. At least one person killed. Thousands remain without electricity on this Sunday across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Three migrants died today trying to cross the English Channel from France to Britain. Rescuers say 45 others overcrowded unsafe boats are blamed. A neck-and-neck race for number one at the holiday box office, with Sonic the Hedgehog 3 leading with $38 million. Mufasa at $37.1 million. This is ABC News.